Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
We're here on this Halloween as I'm trying to eat a protein bar here. Sorry about that. And as you know, I've been sick all week. So my voice is barely holding up here. I don't have SNY afterward, which is a good thing. Taking off to go trick-or-treating. I will change my outfit. Two costumes. You know, little Sammy got dressed this morning, Halloween, and she's looking for daddy. I had to come in there. You know, I came in her bedroom this morning with the big Stitch. I'm going to be Stitch. She's Lilo. She wanted me to be Stitch. So I had that mask on. And then I had to change as I'm coming to work. And she's like, daddy, what are you? I said, well, I'm a Yankees nerd. She's not going to know the whole Department of Nerds thing. So she's, oh, Yankees nerd, Yankees nerd. Yes, I'm a Yankees nerd. But for you guys who know, you know, the DON, the Department of Yankee Nerds, that's what I am today for Halloween. I'll go home, change up a little bit into Stitch, and then we could go trick-or-treating. Anyway, voice is struggling, and then I eat a protein bar during the break, and now I need to take a sip of water here. Rami, you want to talk for a second? Here's your chance, your big opportunity to shine. Go ahead, Rami, take it away, whatever you want.
Yeah, so I think, first of all, about the Giants, the point that you were trying to make before. If you know the decision, if you don't know your decision yet about Dable and Shane, what's the next 9 games going to prove to you? That's the only question.
Okay, I think I'm back. Good timing there, Rami. Yeah, I mean, it was Frank the Chef, I think, who called and kind of brought up that point where he wanted Dable back. And again, I was fighting with BT about this weeks ago, where I want to keep the regime that picked the quarterback. If the quarterback's successful, I'd like to keep that together. However, if you see evidence that would not give you reason to believe that they could actually win games, then just to keep them together for continuity, to me, does not make sense. And that brings us back to the main point of the show. Final 9 games, it's about winning. Now, I don't want to hear excuses anymore. It's year 4. I don't want to hear about neighbors being out. You've seen the Giants overcome that already this year. I don't want to hear about Scataboo coming in. Now, it sucks. Don't get me wrong. Like, would we all love to see Scataboo and neighbors and a fully healthy Giants roster? Of course. That's not the point here. Point is, other teams have injuries, just like the 49ers, who are likely to go with Mac Jones. As Nick Costos would say, Mac Jones. Costos will be coming up in about 40 minutes. I know he'll love that. I listen to him every Sunday. It's catchy. It catches on some of his things. Anyway, they have a backup quarterback going. What's their excuse? They're still 5-3 on the year. It's a road game for them against a tough rookie quarterback. Offensive player of the month in the NFL. Or rookie, whatever it is. Offensive rookie of the month. Whatever one of those lame awards that Dart won. So I don't want to hear the excuses. And really, it's supposed to be about the defense. The one thing that I think we could all agree on, we could argue whether you would keep Shane, fire Shane, keep Dable, fire them both, keep them both, keep one, fire the other, whatever. One thing I think we would all agree, and we could also disagree on when you would go to Jackson Dart. I wouldn't have done it early on. I was proven wrong by that. Glad they did. You could disagree on whether you would have gone with him, whatever it may be. One thing we all, I believe, agreed on was that coming into the year, the Giants' defense was supposed to be their identity. And that was going to be the unit that you can trust that would carry them the majority of the season, or really all season long. And it never has been. There have been glimpses. There have been individuals like Burns who have stood out more than others. Abdul Carter hasn't been a bust. I wouldn't go there. I mean, you like to see the numbers increase as far as actually getting to the quarterback and getting him down as opposed to just the pressures. Also, it's some of the Giants' fault because they were playing him out of position. Defense has also blown two big late leads, whether it's in Dallas, whether it's in Denver. And we just haven't seen enough. Dexter Lawrence obviously coming under fire this week with Carl Banks going after one of his own. People trying to maybe motivate Dex because he's had a down year. Brian Baldinger has been calling him out since week two. He did that with BT and I was like, whoa, Dexter Lawrence, wow. So there's clearly an issue with that defense. That's got to get fixed, and that's on the head coach. We've seen multiple coordinators. We've seen a difference in performance with where Wink was here, the defense was good. Without Wink, hasn't been very good. That's on the head coach. Figure it out and go win some football games. That's where we're at with Big Blue. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire. Remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Nick is in North Carolina. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Sal. How you doing, buddy? How's everything?
How are you, Nick?
Good, good. I don't think we should get rid of this regime right now. I say we hold on to them unless we wonder if we could get a better head coach, which I don't really see any around.
Well, you don't know how it's going to shake out. And what if John Harbaugh got fired from Baltimore? What if Mike Tomlin became available? Is Lane Kiffin a better thing? You're also not replacing Vince Lombardi here. You're replacing Brian Daboll, who through his first eight games is 2-6 in the last 3 years. Like, I mean, it's... come on.
No. That's why I said we got to replace him with somebody better.
Right, but that should be easy. I mean, my point is replacing Dable with somebody better shouldn't be that difficult because it's hard to imagine somebody being worse if you go based off of the record.
Right.
All due respect.
How many games our offense stood up and was great? Our problem is a defensive coordinator.
Right.
He is horrible. Now, if one of these head coaches, as defensive-minded head coach, they get it on the hot seat, we get fired, I think we should hire anybody we hire as a defensive coordinator, I think will be better than this guy we got.
Right, but who,
I think if
Nick,
we get
Nick, who hired him?
I understand that.
And how many guys are they going to get to hire and fire defensive coordinator before you realize it's the head coach? Also, is it really on the defensive coordinator when you have players, the caliber of players the Giants have up front? Like, come on, with Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, Brian Burns, come on, man. I'd be out there defensive coordinator. Guys, go line up and go get him, really. What do you need from me, okay? I don't need to tell you what to do. Just go get him. Come on, Dex, wake that ass up. Let's go.
Exactly. I think it's the defensive coordinator should be on him and make them better. He's not making them better. How come the offense has gotten better?
Right, we just...
With the coordinator.
Right, but Nick, we just choose to... I'm not going to take away from what Dable's done offensively, and thank you for the call. You're choosing to, and some others choose to do it as well, focus on the coordinator. To me, it goes a step above that. We've seen different coordinators here. Why isn't Wink Martindale still here? Whose fault is that? That's Brian Dable's issue. And by the way, if you go back in the archives, because none of you would ever do that, right? Who goes back in the archives and pulls up old takes? But if you go back in the archives, I was on Dable's side with that. BT and I would fight about that. He was more with Wink. I was more with Dable. Saying when you have a coordinator disrespecting a head coach like that, that's it. Out. But you can't argue the success that they had with Wink Martindale as the defensive coordinator. And they themselves brought in Shane Bowen. So am I supposed to blame the guy that they hired or blame the guy that hired the guy that they hired that's not doing the job? Of course nobody's going to be happy with the job Bowen's done. I would put the blame more on, like, to me he should be not irrelevant, but he's the last of it. Star players got to be better. The depth needs to be better. So you could blame the players, you could blame Shane, and the head coach should oversee everything. The coordinator's the least important of the bunch. If you go GM, coach, players, coordinator's the least important, and that's the one that everybody keeps focusing on with the Giants. James is calling from Arlington, North Arlington, New Jersey. What's up, James?
Well, thanks for taking my call. A few calls ago, he mentioned a porterhouse steak. And obviously, Rails has great porterhouse steaks.
Yes, they do.
Well, the thing is, now I'm going to make a correlation between coaching and the restaurant, because the chef, the owner, they get good meat, and they have a very good chef. So that makes for a great steak. Now, the Giants, when you think about it, this is definitely fan abuse. Because, I mean, when you really think about the coach, and here you are talking about the defensive coordinator they fired. Well, he was afraid of the defensive coordinator maybe replacing him. But you have to have a lot of you have to think of yourself as not being able to be replaced, but able to have two good coaches working together. Because if we go back to the 85 Bears, they hated each other, and they won a Super Bowl. And maybe if they would have stayed together longer, they might have won more. But there was no reason for the Giants to change the defensive coordinator. And I think that's more of a reason why they have to get rid of the coach. And it's definitely fan abuse.
Yeah, I don't know about fan abuse, James. They're not trying to hurt you. And thank you for the call. We appreciate the passion. They're not trying to hurt you. They just haven't shown that they know how to win for multiple reasons. And that's something that I personally, and I know I'm not alone, we've taken a lot of calls. We've talked about this for a while. I cannot run that risk. And I'm a good person to ask, because I was a believer in Dable. I'm not just talking about the hire. I'm talking about even as recently as last year. So it's not like I've always been anti-Dable. And I feel like I've been fair. If anything, I've gone the other way, protecting him when he's given me no reason to protect him. So much so that even as recently as this year, once he made the change to go to Jackson Dart, saying that I'm riding this out with these two and I want to see what Dable can do moving forward. Like, it's a whole new start. Forget about what happened before. However, when you lose a game like they lost to the Broncos, on top, like, I can't forget everything else. I could try to ignore it and pretend it didn't exist and pretend that this is year one, but I really can't forget it because I did see it. So when you lose a game like they did in Denver, that just, you can't lose. You can't lose that game. I'm sorry. Any competent head coach figures out a way to make sure they walk away with a win. Could be scary, could get tight, whatever. You've got to win that game. Multiple times over, really. They had multiple chances to win that game because they blew it twice. They could have won that game before they had to have Jackson Dart and that miracle pass interference call touchdown. They could have won it before, so that was strike one. And then they got the lead even after that. They were fortunate with that call, score the touchdown. Then that should have been the definitive nail in the coffin. And they didn't. And I've seen them do the same thing as recently as week two against the Cowboys. Not to mention the other stuff that we talk about with the kicker situation costing them games for years. That can't continue. It can't continue.
And nine games is going to be enough for you to change your mind on all that?
No. I'm saying that I need to see these final nine games. I don't know if that's going to change or not. Nine games is still a significant sample size. They've got to win these games. If they go 6-3, they go 5-4, then yes. My mind is not made up. I'm still evaluating. I'm just saying that the idea of keeping him and Dart together would not just be the primary reason when you continue to see losses pile up the way that they do. Joe is calling from Lavalette. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I'm over Dable. I'm done with him. I don't need to wait nine games. I think the next thing with him is, at first, you know, it was, oh, well, he needs his quarterback. He needs his guy. Now the excuse after we lose every game is going to be, you know, oh, he had no weapons. So I don't want to hear it. Like you said, injuries happen in the league. You still got to win. It's about wins and losses. But I would have fired Dable after last game when that game was out of reach and they ran Dart twice back-to-back. And I think on the first time they ran him on the goal line or whatever it was, he got smoked and then he ended up getting in the next play. But the game's out of reach. What are we doing running the franchise quarterback in that situation, letting him take hits?
Yeah, because he's a football player, Joe. He's a quarterback. What, the season's out of reach. Should we not play Jackson Dart today or Sunday?
No, we got to win. We got to win, but
why?
I'm saying at
why
that this point in the game.
But Joe, he's a football player and is a young football player. Like, you can't protect him. He's got to go out and play. If it were any other quarterback, would you have an issue with that? Like, starting quarterbacks play from start to finish of a game, unless it's really a really bad blowout. And even in that case, if it's a young quarterback, you want to get him as much experience as possible. So I respect your opinion on it. I know you're not alone. I don't have an issue with that. I'm all for playing the young quarterback. He plays a reckless style of football, so be it. If he gets hurt one day, you got to live with it. I mean, what if Cam Scadaboo was in the game with that? Would you have a problem with that? What about all the other starters? Is Andrew Thomas in the game as well? Are you complaining about that? What if he gets hurt? You there, Joe?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
No. I guess not. I respect your opinion. I understand your standpoint. But where do you draw the line then? Why not take, like, somebody's got to play. There's more game left. You can't just say, well, we're not going to win this game. Let's get everybody off the field. All the important players. Andrew Thomas, who's always hurt, you going to have him out there? If Neighbors were healthy, he'd be playing. If Scadaboo were healthy, he would have been playing. I can't get in on the head coach for that. You're not looking at the score saying, well, there's no chance we're going to win this game. Like, you got to try to fight until the end. That's the way that I would look at it. Now, if he gets hurt, you got to live with that. But that's part of life, and especially part of life being a football player. Eddie from Long Island. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, Sal. What's up? Thanks for taking my call, brother.
How are you, Eddie?
Good, good. I'm glad to see that you're high on my Broncos. That game against the Giants was something else. I still can't believe they pulled it out. But I called to remind you of something you told me in 1998, and I don't know if you would remember it, but you walked up to me in the retail store we were working at and said, I can't believe both of your teams won in the same year. But I don't know if you remember that.
I don't. Now, what was this, Home Depot?
Yes, yes. You walked up to me after the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
What department were you in, Eddie?
I was in the lumber department.
Okay.
And you walked right up to me and says, I cannot believe both of your teams won in the same year. You told me exactly your words. I just want one.
What were your Yankees and Broncos?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what? All these years later, Eddie, I'm still 1-1. I still haven't had one. All these years later.
I know. You're still waiting, Sal, and I feel for you, brother.
Yeah, I know. At least I got out of Home Depot. Thank God for that, though, Eddie. How are things otherwise?
Yes, me too. I've been long gone. But I'm glad to see you high on the Broncos. But to me, until Kansas City gets knocked off, that's the team I still think is the best in the AFC.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing Eddie, and thank you for the call. Good reminiscing there. I don't know why I don't really recall that. I mean, I worked at multiple Home Depots for whatever reason over the years. I do remember working with a Broncos fan. I can't put, for some reason, Eddie, I can't put your face in my mind, but I appreciate the call. And yeah, I mean, back then, think about that, 98, a very young Sal in the prime of his fandom, the Atlanta Falcons just getting beat in the Super Bowl by your Broncos. You had the Yankees in the midst of their dynasty. Just give me one. This guy, Eddie, come on, Eddie and Lumber's got two in 1 year. Just give me one. Fast forward 30 years, I still don't have one. Still waiting. Come on. But I am looking forward to, well, I mean, look, we love the NFL, and obviously the games around the NFL outside of New York are going to be sadly more relevant than the ones here, like Buffalo and Kansas City this week. But I cannot wait until we get Chiefs, Broncos. When is that game, as a matter of fact? I looked it up last week. But that'll be a huge game in the landscape of the AFC. Tyler calling from New Windsor. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I personally think because you haven't had a full year, I know it's only, what, three games he didn't play in, Jackson Dart. He had those spurts of different formations. I think you bring back Brian Daboll. I also am still on the fire Shane Bowen, but that's, I just look back over the years, you know, when you had, you're talking about, you had Abdul Carter, Dex, Kayvon, Brian Burns, those four. Why are they not playing more together on the same line? I get it. Maybe Kayvon's not an inside interior lineman, but, you know, even back in the day when it was OC Kiwi and Justin Tuck and Canty, you had the NASCAR package. Why don't we have something more like that? I feel like they don't play them enough. And, yeah, it's on Daboll as well. But if you're Joe Shane, if you're going to clean house, you got to clean out coordinators, your head coach, everybody, if that's the route you're going to go. I just don't see that happening and wouldn't want it to happen because you want to keep developing Jackson Dart.
Right, but why can't you develop Jackson Dart with somebody who's better if, in fact, you believe that you could do better? And again, we still have nine games to decide. I don't think, though, Tyler, like, okay, fire Bowen. Great, what's that going to do? And you're going to have Shane and Daboll again pick another head coach? Who's picking the kicker? Like, how come they couldn't pick a competent kicker which could have led to more wins? So there's a lot. It's more than just the defense. Go ahead.
No, I agree with the whole kicking situation. That's, what, 3 years now. But it's always, again, though, we're still trotting out Graham Gano, who's 39 years old, which Graham Gano, very good NFL kicker 10 years ago with Carolina. I'm over that, too. It's time to go out and get a new kicker, 100%. And then you had Judd and all them and Waiku on the practice squad. You didn't pull him up. Yeah, that's definitely on the head coach, for sure. There's a lot of mistakes that Brian Daboll makes, and that doesn't even need to be said, I feel like, because everybody in New York knows it that watched this team. I just feel like if you're talking about schemes-wise, Dable's not a defensive scheme guy to me. If you're looking at it, and you brought Shane Bowen in because nobody wanted to work with Brian Daboll in this organization.
Right, okay, but that's
the Wake Martindale.
But that's another problem, Tyler, that is separate from the defensive coordinator, and thank you for the call. That's on the head coach. A better head coach has a better foundation by year four. A better head coach has things set up to where even if he loses guys because they move on to have success, and ideally that's what you want, right? You want to have success as a staff, as a team, as a franchise. If you have success, like the Eagles, teams are going to pluck your coordinators like they've done with the Eagles, and yet the Eagles continue to win. So why can the Eagles get to a Super Bowl, lose coordinators, win a Super Bowl, lose coordinators, and still be one of the best teams consistently in the NFL? It's either the roster, that's the GM, or the head coach, Sirianni, who I don't even love, but still the head coach, or both. That's it, because it's not the coordinators, because they've come and gone. And it's not, this is just one example, the most recent example. It's not them, they've come and gone. So it can't be the coordinators. It's the GM, it's the head coach. That's what's got to be the constant. What happened if you hired Wink Martindale, but he had so much success, and then he went on to be a head coach somewhere else? Then what? Uh-oh, well, we're screwed. Like, you've got to be able to survive without Wink Martindale or whatever top defensive coordinator. That's why it comes down to Shane and Dable, who in 4 years, have not shown they can win. The year they had the most success, ironically enough, was year one with everybody else's players. It shouldn't work like that. That's ass backwards. BT and Sal on the Fan. Nick Costa's coming up in about 20 minutes. Yesterday on the show, I mentioned that I had, you know, as on my way to work, I was driving in and I saw a deer run across, you know, a couple of hundred feet in front of me. And I never had had that happen before. And in Jersey, it's like there are deer everywhere. See, dead deer all over 280. So this is new for me being in Jersey for, what, a year plus. I just never saw that on Long Island. Rare to see a deer, period, for me, where I was on Long Island. I know that they exist there, whatever, but here in Jersey, it's like they're all over the place. I make a, you know, they're on my lawn sometimes. I make a turn around the neighborhood. They're always there, whatever it may be. So I saw one running in front of me. Then I was like, uh-oh, another one might be here. Then another one came and he looked at me, but he stopped and moved on, whatever. What I didn't mention was the story about a cat. Like, I don't know what's going on with me here. You get skunk stinking up the house in the wee hours of the morning to the point where I call 911. The guy comes in. He's like, dude, you got a skunk. Like, what are you, new around here? You new to the area? I'm like, well, yeah, I'm from Long Island. It's like, it's a skunk. Go back to bed. I'm like, but it smells. I can't go back to bed. I got a headache. It's piercing my nose. Like, how can I? Meanwhile, my wife is passed out. I can't breathe around here. Then I had a snake coiled up near the diving board or, you know, in the shed by the pool. I'm like, what? Why? Call animal control. They're like, yeah, what do you want it to do? I'm like, there's a snake in my backyard. Come get it. Like, I got people coming over by the pool. I can't have this thing out of here. What's it going to do? It looked at me. She looked at me like I was, you know, talked to me like I'm crazy. Oh, it's a snake. It goes away. That's what it's doing. Sunbathing. All right. Now, I see a, and this is far less dangerous than those encounters, but I see a little kitten. Now, I'm not a cat guy. I'm a dog guy. It's not that I don't like cats, but I love dogs. And cats, for whatever reason, maybe the allergies, my mother was always allergic to cats, so I was kind of, I guess, as a kid, trained to be, I don't want to say afraid of them, but like, whatever. Cats and I just, we have a unique relationship. However, I am a person. And in this particular case, 2 days ago, I was driving to the PATH station, which I do every day. You know, take the, drop my car off there, take the PATH train in the rest of the way. And I see, actually it was on the way home, I see a stray. And it was a gorgeous looking cat. And for me to say that, like, that means it's a nice looking cat. Because usually you'd think, like, a stray out there in the parking lot in Harrison by the PATH, like, ugh, this cat's probably got hours to survive. But this cat looked like it walked right out of somebody's doorstep and somehow found itself in the parking lot at the PATH station. So, and I was walking with one of my friends. He'll remain nameless because, I mean, what I'm about to tell you is not a good indictment of him. He hates cats and wanted no part of it. And I'm like, well, I don't really like cats either, but we like, shouldn't we do something? This thing's out here in the parking lot. There's hundreds of cars around, like, it's going to be raining all day tomorrow. It's late. It's dark out. And he's like, nah, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, well, I didn't know what to do. I got a dog at home, not to mention my wife, who probably wouldn't love the idea of me bringing a stray cat home. Also, I'm in the Cadillac. What am I going to do? Put the cat in the trunk and have the thing go to town in there, or even put him in the back? Like, I don't know how to handle it. So I left him. But I was wearing guilt that night. You know, for a while, until I started watching whatever game was on. Then I moved on. Then the next day, on the way in, I see the cat again. Gray, black stripe. And I get a better look at him because it's lighter. It's in the day, and I'm walking in to go take the PATH this time as opposed to walking home at night. And he was in a different spot, but I could tell that it looked maybe even more like a kitten. A little kitten. Beautiful kitten. Gray, black stripes. And I'm like, God. And he's looking at me. Like, you know how, I'm telling you, he was looking at me. Maybe he was a fan of Baseball Night in New York, I don't know. Maybe he's one of those guys on social media. You know, those cats with those little paws, what they could do. Anyway, he looked at me and as if to say, like, bro, I saw you last night. You left me here. I survived. What about now? But I was going into work. Nothing I could do. And again, I felt guilt. Came into work, you know. And then as I went home yesterday, and I was telling people about this that I worked with, they gave me a can of cat food in case you see him. Hey, here's what you do. Give him the food. Let him come over to you. Maybe call somebody. Get him taken up. And he wasn't there. And now, unfortunately, I have to live with the guilt of, like, I don't know what happened to this cat. I mean, the morning show, I'm talking about cuckoo birds, whatever. But with me, I felt bad for this cat. He's a, you know, he's a house pet. Rami, would you have handled that any differently than I did?
You sound like Steve Carell from Evan Almighty.
Why, he did this?
Have you ever seen Evan Almighty?
I think
it's like modern day, like Noah and the Ark story.
I'm not into Steve Carell religious stuff myself.
Well, okay, yeah. It's a comedy. It's funny. I think it's kind of making fun of that stuff. But it's very funny, and he has the animals following him around because God wants him to build an ark.
Yeah, like
and wherever
Ace Ventura,
he goes, there's just...
I have seen that, yes, okay.
Now, it's hilarious. And he's like working, he's a politician, and there's just... animals gathering outside wherever he goes, following him around. That's what you sound like.
Sal Almighty.
Yes.
I mean, what's going
Sal
on here?
Almighty.
Snakes, skunks, deer, kittens. The hell's going on here? My dog can't leave me alone. All right, but anyway, so I do feel guilt, and I'm trying to get over it, and maybe that's why like, this is therapy. I know it's therapy for you as well, venting about your sports team. For me, it's therapy as well. I'm trying to just talk to you guys and have me feel better. Would you have done anything differently, Rami? What am I supposed to do in that spot? Do you call somebody?
I don't make eye contact with the humans out here.
Right.
Forget about animals.
Well, cats are different. No, humans. Come on. No, I wouldn't do that. Tove, what would you have done in this spot?
Was there a collar on the cat?
You know, somebody else asked me that. I don't know. And the fact that
probably
I don't know.
You would have noticed it if there was.
Agreed. Exactly.
I will tell you, like, near me, there are a lot of feral cats. They can fend for themselves. They're okay. You shouldn't feel guilty.
But it looked like it. It didn't look like it was out there starving. You know what I'm saying?
Did it move away from you as it got closer?
No.
It lets you get right next to it?
Yeah, I didn't try to go right next to it because I don't know what's up. I'm feeling him out. He's feeling me out. But the initial night was like, it looked like he almost wanted to come up, and I was kind of standoffish. I'm just like, oh, no, you go your separate ways, little buddy, and I'll go mine. And then the next morning again, it was a little closer encounter, but it was again, he was almost looking to me as if like, come to me or show me that you want me to come to you, and I will. And again, I just blew past him.
If you get close and it doesn't move away being scared of you, call a shelter to see if they can help.
All right, but then somebody told me that maybe if you get in the wrong hands, then they put him down anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. All right, but I shouldn't be guilty? Is that what we're saying here?
Correct.
I don't think so either. And maybe that's the case. If you got that close, maybe that's why
you're sick. But I could have saved the life. I could have saved the life.
Cats have 9 lives, so...
Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Let's hope this one had that. If I see him again, I'm taking him home. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Andrew calling from Bloomfield. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling regarding the Giants. You know, one of the topics is, you know, them closing out the fourth quarter, you know, week 2, week 7 against Dallas and Denver Broncos. You know, especially with the Denver Broncos, you know, you're up 26-8. 5-6 minutes to play, and you're letting up 33 points in the fourth quarter. Like, you can't be doing that, especially with Dallas as well. You know, the game went into OT, you know, and it also plays in with the defense. All the defense has to do is just get a stop. And, you know, every time, you know, the Giants, the defense comes out to play, they're not doing anything.
Andrew, have you seen the pictures of Sidney Sweeney in that see-through dress at all?
No, I have not.
Dude, I'm sorry. Like, I know you're talking about the Giants defense and all that stuff, but I was just scrolling here on Instagram. You know, my bad, but good God, you got to check those out. Anyway, yeah, I mean, they have not been able to close out those games at all. Isn't that a frustrating part? Like, whose fault is that? You guys could blame the defensive coordinator. To me, that's on the head coach. When it happens repeatedly... That's on the head coach.
Yeah. Like, and I'm always saying the same thing. It's always coming down to that. You know, we can't get a stop. We can't stop the offense. You know, like it's
a team, Andrew. And thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. Thanks for having some fun with us. It's a team that was built to win with their defense. Now, that's my issue. I mean, that's one of my issues. Now, again, there are 9 games to go. And if they clean this thing up, see, if they clean that up, they will win some games here. Potentially 5, maybe 6. I mean, 6 again is a little, that's pushing it. But I'm not going to try to lower the expectations. I think 5-4 out of the final 9 games, considering all that's gone on, meaning the injuries, the schedule, everything, rookie quarterback, head coach that's on the hot seat, feeling the pressure, 5-4 to me would be a strong finish. And one that I would say, okay, well, as Jackson Dart as starter, that would make them 7, they'd have 7 wins there down the stretch with Jackson Dart. What are they right now with him? 2-3? So they would be 7-7 with Jackson Dart. Still not great, but considering everything, I would take that. Right now they're with Dart, I think they're 2-3, if not mistaken. Anyway, you get the point. It's not like I'm having unrealistic expectations. Got to start winning some football games here. John is calling from Bridgewater. What's up, John?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think I really would like to see Brian Daboll succeed. I think going along with what you said, I think if they can finish 5-4, that would be a strong case for him to, you know, have consideration to come back. But if it goes the other way, I don't know. You know, there's been some highs and there's been some real lows this season.
Yeah, and that's why we got to wait until the season is over, no?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we do. And, you know, if he can do that, if he can pull, you know, get a strong finish, then I think you have to think about it.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the evidence now, John, and thank you for the call, the evidence now is piled against him. That's why, to me, it's going to have to take a 6-3, 5-4 type finish. Not just the record-wise, but you want to see how they look to justify retaining Shane and Daboll. That's the point. The evidence so far, and that's been the majority, like 9 weeks is not the majority of the evidence when you're talking about 4 years. The majority of the evidence is stockpiled against him. Jackson Dart is a huge thing in their favor, which can level it out a little bit. Will the final 9 games be enough success to justify retaining those two? That, to me, is where we're at as far as evaluating the New York football Giants.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
On the line is Nick Costos, host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 Eastern and You Better You Bet countdown and kickoff Sundays 11 Eastern time, 11 to 1 Eastern time, leading up right to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Also, my favorite show on The Fan, Sunday mornings 8 a.m. Get you caught up on everything you need to know right up in real time. He is Nick Costos. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, my friend? Happy Halloween. And as a lifelong wrestling fan, I did appreciate the Nickelback song coming back from break. That was Raw's theme song for like 5 years. I absolutely love that. Burn It to the Ground. Actually a good Nickelback song.
You know, I love when you do your show and you're referencing all these little things, wrestling things, the songs, whatever it may be. One of my favorites, and I was saying it earlier, Mac Jones.
It's funny, like Thursday Night Football, when he had that great game against the Rams earlier in the year. Like they did, everyone's like, oh, how funny is that? I've been doing the Mac Jones bit, which is Mike Jones, obviously, the Houston rapper. I've been doing that bit for like six, basically since he was drafted, yeah. And his cell phone number, of course, 281-330-8004. And if you get that, you are a real one.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so are we looking at... Now, that's the problem with having you on Friday at 1240, obviously, or even us giving our picks before 2 o'clock. We know information's changing Friday, certainly Saturday, even Sunday morning when you're on at times. But right now, what are we looking at health-wise from a 49ers perspective?
Yeah, so San Francisco, I think that they're going to get at the very least Iter Gross Matos back, who is one of their pass rushers, and he's important because Nick Bosa is out for the season, and Bryce Huff, their lead pass rusher, is looking like he's going to miss this game as well. No practice for him the first couple days of the week, but Gross Matos being back does help a Niners defensive line absolutely toothless last week. Couldn't even penetrate a terrible Texans offensive line. Now, as far as the quarterbacks go, probably should have started there, but I don't think Brock Purdy's going to play in the game. He's been limited in practice the last couple days. My guess is that Mac Jones will be the Niners quarterback. That I don't think that's a surprise to people. My guess is that Purdy will be the backup. I think his turf toe is progressing. My guess is he's back next week for San Francisco. But I do think we'll see Mac Jones start in this game for the Niners. Now, Sal, it's also like the Giants injury stuff that really matters here because, you know, Brian Daboll is just addressing.
What about Pearsall? And I care about that because of fantasy, but also he's a top receiver when he's healthy. He's out as well or what?
Let's see. I have the Niners injury report here. I think he's going to be out. We don't have a Friday injury report yet. Let's see what the Thursday injury report has. Here we go. Ricky Pearsall hasn't practiced. Didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday this week.
So he's
trending towards missing the game. Okay. But look, like Kendrick Bourne's been a really nice fill-in. Kittle's healthy, the other tight ends. So the Niners can definitely hit this Giants secondary, and that's where we go next, right? Where we are expecting Cordell Flott to miss this game. Brian Daboll all but said that about a half an hour ago in real time. You know, we'll see about Paulson Adebo. We think Javon Holland's going to be back. Art Green's probably going to miss this game. So this is like Niners, no defensive front. Giants, no secondary, it looks like, in this game, Sal. And I like the over as a result coming up on Sunday. Now, it's 48.5. It's been bet up quite a bit. I actually think that there's still room for this to go. The Niners are not going to be able to get a pass rush. Their pass rush is terrible without Bosa. Many of the good players on their defense are hurt, including all-world linebacker Fred Warner. And on the flip side, like, Mac Jones might not be as good as Brock Purdy, but with all the injuries in this Giants secondary, I think they're going to have success throwing the ball here as well. I wanted to bet the Giants earlier in the week before all these secondary injuries for Big Blue. I will probably just end up betting the over coming up on Sunday with San Fran the Giants.
Do you think this is a winnable game, though, for the Giants? All right, forget about the sports betting analytics for a second and put on your Giants fan hat here. I'm saying, Nick, and I've been doing the show for almost 3 hours here, and the theme is that, hey, time to start winning some freaking games here. Like, the Niners have banged up themselves. I understand where the Giants are at, but this, to me, should be a winnable game. Without Scadaboo, without Neighbors, still. I mean, Jackson Dart has shown enough the way it can move the football. You just mentioned all the stuff with the 49ers. Do you view this as we should look at the Giants as this is a game that they should win with Brian Daboll here having Jackson Dart as his quarterback?
I think could and should are two entirely different things with two entirely different meanings. Could they win the game? Yeah, and just like from the betting perspective, they're 2.5-point home underdogs, so like of course they can win the game. Any team can win any game. The Giants, you know, do seem like fairly likely to win this game with the betting market being what it is, not over 50%, but not that far off from it. But look, you know, you know my opinion on this. I think I've been proven to be right. Like, the Giants are losers right now. And I think, you know, Dable might not be a loser in his personal life, but as far as being, like, the coach of the Giants, like, they're a losing team under Brian Dable and Joe Shane, and the Niners largely are winners under Kyle Shanahan. So when it comes down to crunch time, and that's not an indictment of Jackson Dart, I've really liked what I've seen from Jackson Dart, but when it comes down to crunch time, like, who do you trust? Like, the Niners or the Giants? To me, it's San Francisco. Now, again, Sal, I wanted to bet the Giants, but if they're going to be down all these corners, like, I don't think I can justify that. Not with Kyle Shanahan calling plays. You know he's going to target the right members of the Giants defense, and I think the Niners will put up a bunch of points.
All right, couple more with the Giants before we move around here the league a little bit. Is there anything that you need to see in these final nine games from the Shane Dable regime to warrant bringing them back?
Yeah, when? Win some games. Like I don't want to hear anything else from anybody. Like, this is not year two. We're not even in year three right now. This is year four. They suck. Like this doesn't happen with other teams where you just suck for 3 years straight and keep your job. And you regress dramatically after year one. Like, I don't want to hear anything else. Like, the great Jerry Eisenberg book in 1989 that followed Bill Parcells and the 89 Giants, there's no medals for trying. I don't care that they were up in the fourth quarter against the Denver Broncos. I don't care that they turned the ball over five straight possessions against the Saints and should have won that game. Like, none of it matters. I don't care about the missed OPI last week with Slayton. I don't care about the bad call on the fumble and the tush push with Kayvon Thibodeau. Win the damn game. Like, win some games. Enough's enough here. It's year four. And I don't think it's going to happen. And I think what's going to happen, because this is a bad organization, and this is what bad organizations do. This is what teams like the Titans do, what teams like the Bears do. Because what I think is very likely, look at the schedule. Tell me how they're winning games. Next year, Jackson Dart, entering year two, will have a head coach and a general manager that didn't draft him. Like, that's what we're staring down the barrel of. That's why the, you know, John Mara should have made the move to get rid of Dable and Shane after last year's disaster. But here they are, and I think that's what we're going to see at the end of the year, and Giants fans should get used to it. You may not like it. Accept reality. Sorry.
BT and Sal on the Fairway Talk with Nick Costos. Last one on the Giants. Why do you think the defense has been so disappointing this year?
I think Shane Bowen is absolutely terrible. He's terrible. Dexter Lawrence has faded, despite what, you know, he may say about what Carl Banks said about him. Like, he has not been as good. That is kind of a fact. You'd like to see more from Abdul Carter. You know, I watched him in college, and I was like, he's a stud, man, for Penn State. Pops off the TV when you're watching him. You'd like to see a little more from him. I think, by and large, like, a lot of the members of the defense are disappointing, right? I don't know if it's just one thing. I think the coordinator stinks. I think that there are talented players on the roster that are not, you know, forming like a hive mind, and that's really what you need from a defense here. They can't stop the run. Lawrence has faded. I think Carter needs to give you more. I don't think the linebackers are very good. The secondary hasn't been healthy. It's certainly not going to be healthy this week, and I think that's the makings of a bad football team and a bad side of the ball, Sal, for the New York Football Giants.
Jets obviously off. They have a bye, but I do want to give you credit because you correctly predicted that they were going to win that football game, not only with us, but you did it on Sunday morning as well. You're encouraged a little bit about maybe their future after that one, or that's just more about the Bengals stinking?
Yeah, I think it's way more about the Bengals, and I'm not trying to be a hater. Like, the Jets can certainly turn it around, and look, it was awesome last week, and I the Nick Mangold, like, passing away,
yeah,
like, stops you in your tracks as a human being. Like, and, you know, we have to, like, get down that road. Obviously, rest in peace to him, and thoughts and prayers to his family and all of his loved ones. But, you know, the Jets are able to get that win, and you feel really good, and you feel good for Justin Fields, even if you acknowledge he's not a great quarterback. Like, on a human level, like, that was really great that was able to happen last week. But that's the Bengals defense, which is the worst defense in the league. Like, it actually is. It's the worst defense in the league. Now, that doesn't mean, Sal, that the Jets will only have one win this season. Like, they could win, like, a couple more games. They're just not good. Like, the quarterback's not good. The weapons on offense aren't good. I think the defense has obviously been a big disappointment. We'll see what it looks like coming out of the bye. I would not say I am encouraged right now, even with the Jets winning that game last week in Cincinnati.
All right, let's get into some real football here. Chiefs, Bills, hard to get any bigger than that. I know where you stand on this game. Just give us your updated feel ahead of this one on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I love the Kansas City Chiefs in the game. I think the Chiefs are the best team in the league. Buffalo obviously has, like, an alien quarterback in Josh Allen. I do not like this Bills defense, and the best player on their defense, Ed Oliver, tore his biceps. He is out indefinitely. And, you know, it's October still, but I'll use the Thanksgiving line here. Mahomes is going to slice and dice him like a Thanksgiving turkey. Like, he just is. All of his weapons are healthy. I don't see how the Chiefs aren't scoring a lot in this game. And look, you know, is it possible Josh Allen, like, puts on the Superman cape and scores 35 and they're able to outlast Kansas City? Like, of course it could happen. I just think the Chiefs on balance are so much better than the Bills, and Mahomes is better than Josh Allen. Like, that, like, people that think otherwise are deluded if you think Mahomes is not the best quarterback. He is. The Chiefs are better than the Bills. I like Kansas City to go into Buffalo and win the game and cover the spread.
Nothing about Buffalo's performance last week against Carolina would be encouraging?
Well, I mean, like, you know, to be fair, like, I liked Carolina to cover the spread. I was way wrong on that game, way wrong. The Bills killed them. Like, great rushing performance by Buffalo, and the run game is very good. Look, they would have won the game anyway. Andy Dalton literally, like, handed the football to them on a silver platter a couple times. Now, Andy Dalton's bad, and maybe someone could say, well, like, you should have thought about that before you bet Carolina. You're right. Like, I have nothing to say about that. But I don't know if slamming the Carolina Panthers with Andy Dalton starting at quarterback means you're ready for prime time to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll take Kansas City on Sunday.
Yeah, they had to do that bare minimum to even get back in the conversation. All right, another game I'm fascinated by this weekend, Colts-Steelers. At some point, I just got to believe the Colts are what they are. I still can't get over that they have Daniel Jones, and I just don't trust them. This, to me, even though the Steelers' defense hasn't been good, on the road in Pittsburgh, Steelers coming off a loss. How do you view that game, Colts and Steelers?
So I will be a little judicious with how I say this here and my betting thoughts on the game. So the thing that I am most confident in, Sal, on Sunday in this game is that Indy's going to score. Like, Pittsburgh's defense, it's like Buffalo. Like, it's just bad. Like, it's bad. And I don't think they can fix it unless you get all new players, or, like, they all go in the time machine and they get younger. They're old, they're expensive, and they're not very good. And through 8 games, and that does not mean it's going to turn out this way through a 17-game regular season. There's a lot of time left to go. This is a historically great offense. Now, again, it doesn't mean that they're going to be there when the season's over, and we're going to say that about them. But right now, historically great offense versus a defense that made the Jets' offense in week one look like the 2007 Patriots. Like, how do we think this is going to go here? Indy's going to score. Now, I do think there's a path for Pittsburgh to win this game or cover the spread. It's 34-31, like, they win, 35-31, 31-28. The Steelers are going to have to score to stay in this game. So I think if anyone out there listening or watching, if you like the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe that it correlates to the over in the game. I like the over anyway because I think the Colts are going to score a ton. So make me pick the game, Sal. I'll lay the 3 with Indianapolis. I'll take the over. But I do acknowledge the Steelers could stay in this game or win it. But if they do, they're going to have to score 30-plus to make it happen.
All right, a couple more quickies here. How about my Broncos? Impressive win against the Cowboys. What about this matchup in Houston taking on the Texans?
Yeah, I like your Broncos. They really should be our Broncos.
Going head-to-head now in our bet. You got the Chiefs, I got the Broncos.
Yeah, you'll lose that bet. That's okay. But I did bet you will. It's not a joke. I bet Denver before the year playoffs over the win total. They're really like our Broncos. Just worth noting, a bunch of the people that I talk to and really respect, you know, professional bettors, like Houston in this game. Like, I do just want to offer that context. And one of the reasons why, you know, Patrick Surtain Jr., the reigning defensive player of the year, Denver star corner, is out 4 to 6 weeks. So he's obviously not playing in this game.
I didn't see that. That sucks.
Yeah, it's not. That means
he's going to miss the Chiefs game as well.
Yeah, you're in.
That's in 3 weeks. I still got a game advantage. All right, we'll see. Okay, good.
The reason why I like Denver in this game, even with Surtain being out. Now, I said last week I liked Houston against San Francisco. And a lot of people are like, how could you like that? Houston's offensive line is terrible. And it's what we just talked about with the Niners and the Giants. San Francisco has no pass rush right now. So C.J. Stroud's able to sit back there. He goes 30 for 39 last week. Looks like he did his rookie year and absolutely dominates that game. Now that's against a team with no pass rush. Now what happens when here's the Denver Broncos front, even without Patrick Surtain? The Texans, along with the Raiders, those are the two worst offensive lines in the league, going up against Denver's pass rush. I think Denver might win this game going away. And again, I just want to say this. Like, all the people I talk to like the Chiefs. I like the Chiefs also. That doesn't mean they're going to win, but I like when people I respect kind of have the same opinion as me. I feel like I'm on an island with this one. I like the Broncos. Others like Houston. I think Denver wins this one by 7-10.
All right, two more real quick here. Answer them as short as you'd like. Are the Commanders done?
Yes.
Are the Ravens done?
No.
Okay, give me a little bit more on the Ravens.
Okay, so Baltimore wins last night, 3-5. Now, they won 28-6, if you watch the game, which I did. Like, Miami is just can't get out of its own way. I'm not saying the Dolphins should have won, but the final score should have been way closer. But the encouraging thing about the Ravens, in addition, obviously, to Lamar Jackson, like playing and looking really good, especially in the second half, and I thought they did a really nice job on the broadcast last night of highlighting this. So about a month ago, the Ravens made what I considered to be, and I'll be quick with this, a pretty puzzling trade, trading former first round pass rusher Odafe Owe to the Chargers for safety Aloy Gilman. It's like, why the hell would they make this move? Well, you saw last night with the Ravens defense fully healthy, they can play Gilman back along with the rookie Malachi Starks, and Kyle Hamilton, who like is one of the best safeties in the league, plays up at the line of scrimmage and creates so much havoc. So the Ravens defense looked way better last night than it has basically at any point this season. And on offense, you saw Isaiah Likely, who has not been healthy this year with Lamar Jackson. He's healthy now with Mark Andrews. All the players on offense are healthy. The offense looked really dynamic. The Ravens' schedule is easy. They are only slated to be Sal underdogs once more this season, and that's week 17 at Green Bay. They get the Bengals twice. They get the Steelers twice. Pittsburgh's going to be 4-4 after this week. I think the Ravens are going to win the AFC North and go to the postseason.
Wow, love it. I'm glad I asked. All right, Nick, excellent job, man. You're the best. We appreciate it.
Wishing everybody minimal sweats. Did I get this right? Hold on. It's my catchphrase. It's like The Rock messing up his. Minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Happy Halloween, my friends.
We'll be listening to you Sunday morning, as always. That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary for all of your betting and sports talk needs. Check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. We'll come back with more of your calls, 888-808-1019. Perfect parlay pick segment later on as well. Right now, let's get you updated. Here's Andrew Bogut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.